Very critical question is emerging in the minds of people who are concerned about their health in the age of mRNA, so-called vaccines. They're not really vaccines. It's gene therapy. They call them vaccines so they can just sweep them under legal immunity and the PREP Act and emergency use authorization, etc. They're not actually vaccines. Not at all. But remember what we went through with COVID and people shedding all over other people and how that actually harmed and even killed some people and made your life difficult too, probably because everywhere you went, you didn't know if somebody's going to shed on you. And by the way, I have a graphic. If my editor can put it up here, it's called Don't Shed on Me. And I have a version of the graphic also. Well, I have a couple versions, but this is one, Don't Shed on Me. I've got one with a doctor. That's kind of funny. But don't shed on me, right? Instead of don't tread on me. But here's the question. With the FDA now announcing its approval of the mRNA influenza vaccine, which hasn't even really been approved at all, I will explain that. People are wondering, what's the day that these injections go live, right? What's the day? The truth is, we don't know yet. But it is reported that this is going to take place within the next few weeks, maybe a couple of months. Definitely, according to one company, it's going to be for the fall flu season. Now, let me bring your attention to the way the FDA lies about its so-called approval of this vaccine. So here's the actual post from the FDA, August 6th. Quote, FDA has approved the first mRNA-based seasonal influenza vaccine for adults 50 years and older. Now parse these words carefully, okay? I'm continuing. Quote, the vaccine is indicated for the prevention of influenza disease caused by influenza A subtypes and influenza B strains represented in the vaccine. Like, wait a second. What did they just say? Well, I posted about this. I want to read the post for you. So many lies packed into one phrase. Notice the FDA does not say the vaccine prevents influenza infections, nor transmission, nor disease. It is instead indicated for the prevention of something. It's indicated for something. Doesn't say it prevents it, does it? You say, well, it's indicated for something. That's like saying, well, we designed this airplane to fly at Mach 5. It doesn't mean it flies at Mach 5. It just means somebody designed it to. Like we intended it to fly at Mach 5. Or have you ever seen like a pizza box? It says, our pizza is made with 100% real cheese. Like, well, but... So how much of the cheese is 100% real cheese, right? So it could also be made with like 99% fake cheese and 1% real cheese. And the box would be true. It's made with 100% real cheese. It's just one ingredient, you know, because clearly there's other ingredients, other cheeses or whatever, right? So then the FDA says that this is about the prevention of, quote, influenza disease. Not influenza. Should read their words carefully. They don't claim it treats influenza. They claim it treats influenza disease. See, what's the difference? Well, influenza is understood to be a transmissible virus that replicates illness, but that doesn't exist. That's a hoax. So instead, the FDA uses the phrase influenza disease, which describes a collection of symptoms that they just label influenza disease, and they hope you will conflate that with the idea of influenza infection, even though that's not what they're saying at all. Nowhere in the FDA's statements or even in the marketing materials of this or even in the scientific literature does this say that this shot blocks transmission, blocks influenza infections, nothing of the kind. So, see, The FDA 100% knows that the mRNA vaccine does not prevent infection, it does not prevent transmission, and it does not prevent any disease. So they play word games to insinuate that it does. But if you parse their words like we're doing here, they're actually admitting the whole thing's a medical hoax. And then at the end, they admit that the so-called influenza disease that they are invoking is actually caused by the vaccine itself. They literally say that it's influenza disease caused by ... strains represented in the vaccine. So they are admitting that the vaccine causes the symptoms which are labeled influenza disease. So if they want to have an influenza outbreak, they just push the mRNA vaccine, which of course hijacks everybody's cells, and they churn out influenza, you know, protein pieces that then just shed all over everybody, you know, subtypes, A subtypes and B strains, or, you know, like they say in their materials. And then all of a sudden they say, well, there's an outbreak. We're detecting it everywhere. Yeah. Cause it's from your vaccines. So, and then when more people are diagnosed with those symptoms, the corporate media will say, well, more people have influenza, but that's not true at all. More people don't have influenza because you can't have influenza. Nobody has influenza. There's a pattern of symptoms that's caused by the mRNA vaccine that's labeled influenza disease. But the FDA admits the vaccine doesn't prevent influenza infections or transmission. Effectively, they're saying the vaccine doesn't prevent anything. It causes things. It carries things. It infests you with things, disease symptoms that are labeled influenza disease. It's an open admission if you know how to read their words, by the way. So, and also realize none of the clinical trials so far even use a placebo. They didn't compare it to placebo. So it's all a quack science hoax at this point. And of course, they're targeting the elderly, 50 and older. They're targeting the elderly. Why? Well, the elderly are the people who collect Social Security and Medicare and, you know, pensions and disability mostly. And, you know, they're trying to balance the federal budget. So they have to reduce outlays. So how do they do that? Kill off the elderly. Like, make them think that this is made just for them. It's a special little package for you. Yeah, it infects your cells, hijacks your cells, and turns you into a bioweapons factory so that the government can get rid of you and stop paying out so much, so maybe they can sell 10-year treasuries at a lower yield to prevent the dollar collapse from taking place. Yes, they are killing off entitlement recipients in order to reduce government outlays, you know, cash outlays effectively, and reduce the rate of rising national debt, which is already $40 trillion. That's why they're targeting the elderly, in my view. It's very clear. This is a targeted depopulation weapon designed to save the federal government money. Now, why didn't they roll this out for people in their 30s or 40s? Huh? Why? Because those people are paying taxes. Those people are net revenue receivers from the government's point of view. You know, they're revenue generators for the government. Retirees are not, they're not paying in taxes to the government for the most part. They're collecting entitlements, medical coverage, Social Security, right? So that's why, in my view, it's very clear, that's why this is targeting the elderly. It's for financial reasons. So the sad truth of this is a lot of elderly people are easily tricked into thinking that this is actually a vaccine or that it's going to protect them. I mean, who takes flu shots? Mostly elderly who are tricked by their doctors. If you take the flu shot, you won't get the flu, you know? And so they line up to take the flu shot and then they still get sick. Why? Because the flu shot makes them sick. And then even if they tell their doctor, after I took the flu shot, I got sick anyway. And the doctor says, well, if you didn't take this flu shot, you would have been sicker, which is just some kind of quack science cultism that they're pushing. No, if you didn't take the flu shot, you wouldn't have been sick at all. If you just took vitamin D and zinc and quercetin, you know, immune boosting function and got some sunshine in your life instead of sitting at home all day watching the Wheel of Fortune or whatever people are doing, rolling around in, you know, in the care center. I mean, get outside, man. Get some sunshine. That's medicine. But, you know, sadly, look at what a lot of elderly people are fed in retirement centers or nursing homes or where they go out to eat, sometimes because they're on a very limited budget, fixed incomes. So they go out to, you know, the all-you-can-eat buffet of the lowest-cost processed foods. Nothing's organic. You know, everything's saturated with pesticides and GMOs. And it's like, in their minds, that's all they can afford. So their health deteriorates. And then that makes them even more susceptible to spike proteins or mRNA alien protein synthesis in their own bodies. Right? So there's going to come a day within just a few weeks. We should call this, I guess we should call it like M day. It's not D day. Maybe M day for mRNA. I don't know. M day doesn't sound right. We should call it zero day or something, you know. I'm just going to call it zero day, okay? Because we're going to count down to zero. That's the day that this injection starts getting injected into elderly people. Right now, I had my AI research agents run around and try to find what day that is. So far, that day has not been announced. The company that makes the vaccine says it will be available, quote, in a few weeks. It will roll out at, quote, select retailers and pharmacies like, you know, CVS or Walmart or whatever. It can be taken by adults 50 years and older. Like, you qualify for it. Like, if you're 49 and you show up and, nope, you don't get it. You know, you have to be 50. You know, if you're 49 and stupid and you want to be injected with medical assisted suicide, you know. So this is 50 and older. It has full approval by the FDA, which is ridiculous. Ages 50 to 64. And then it has accelerated approval for 65 plus. What does that mean, accelerated approval? It means they didn't do any science. I mean, not legitimate. You know, no long-term clinical trials, no placebo studies. They don't even know the side effects. They don't even know how many people this is going to kill. We're going to start to see death rates skyrocket again, just like we saw after the COVID jabs. No question in my mind. We're going to see a wave of elderly dying off later this year and all next year. Probably the year after that, too. This is undoubtedly going to occur. And of course, the media will say, well, they're dying from influenza, so more people need more vaccines. And then, of course, they're going to blame the unvaccinated. It's these unvaccinated. They're the super spreaders. No, no, no. The super spreaders are the shedders. We'll call them super shedders. It's the people that took the jab. They're the spreaders. They're the shedders. They're the ones making people sick. Exposure to toxins. For God's sake, it doesn't even require a virus. It's just that their body's cells are producing toxins, toxic biological weapons, basically, and then shedding them outside of their bodies onto everybody else. And look, I'm recording a course right now. It's going to be available for free. This course teaches you how to survive what I call vaccine fallout. Specifically, it covers two topics: how to survive mRNA vaccine shedding, and also how to survive radioisotope fallout following nuclear war or nuclear terrorism, because it turns out it's the same nutritional strategies that work for both of those things. All exactly the same. Because ultimately we're talking about DNA damage and immune collapse. So if you protect yourself from vaccine fallout using the strategies that I outline in this free course, which will launch within a couple of weeks here. I mean, I'm going to get this out before the vaccine launches, I hope. Well, I'm pushing hard. Then you're going to be protected against the shedding, and you're going to be protected against, you know, radiation fallout. Plus, you'll be protected against 5G exposure, EMF exposure, high voltage power lines, electro pollution, all that kind of stuff too. Because those activate some of the same pathways, even though 5G radiation is non-ionizing. It still can produce peroxynitrite in your blood, which is a radical oxidative molecule that can cause severe DNA lesions or genetic damage on your chromosomes, by the way, just from 5G exposure through the creation of this other molecule. So you need to know how to protect yourself since zero day is coming. And let's pick a day here. What is it? It's August 10th right now, roughly. Yeah. Okay. Let's just guess that this is going to be, let's say October 1st. All right. So let's say that's like 7 weeks out or something like that. On that day, all kinds of people are going to be instant super shedders. And actually, the super shedding will accelerate in their bodies over many days after they take the mRNA. Remember, the mRNA has to hijack their cells to start churning out the alien protein fragments, right? To start shedding on you. And that doesn't happen within seconds or even minutes. That takes hours or days. There's a curve of how that ramps up and then how it sustains. And we covered this the other day, but in many people doing this, they can be super shedders for not just like 90 days, not just 180 days, but even up to 2 years. In some people, not everybody, this can be a long-lasting infestation of the body's protein synthesis mechanisms. So a person that takes one of these mRNA jabs could be a super shedder spreader for up to or nearly 2 years based on the existing medical literature. Wow. They're going to be shedding all the way till the fall of 2028. Well, clearly you and I have to protect ourselves prophylactically against those people. In other words, since we don't know who they are, because you know, they don't wear a giant sign on their forehead that says like dumbass medical suicide person, you know, you're going to have to just protect yourself from everybody, which really the best thing is nutrition. Certain nutritional strategies that I'll be talking about in my free course coming up. But also, you know, hand washing, right? I'm not saying to run around wearing a mask. That's not going to help from protein fragments anyway. You don't have to wear gloves or you don't have to walk around in a bubble to protect yourself from all these people. You need to protect yourself nutritionally and with sunlight therapy or red light therapy plus photoactivated nutrition. There are very specific strategies. Some of these things you can grow yourself that will give you tremendous protection against other people shedding these toxic proteins or protein fragments. Sometimes it's fragments of proteins that are themselves actually rather dangerous. Sometimes they can be more dangerous than the whole protein because they have more biochemical mobility once they infest your body, by the way. So keep that in mind. So this also means that if you know of a specific person that is bragging about, oh, I got the new mRNA jab, you know, you want to come over for dinner? No. No, because I'm not interested in having mRNA soup, you know, for dinner. Uh-uh. I'm not looking for, like, you know, little RNA sprinkles on the salad with the croutons. No, thank you. So, you know, where would you pick up the most shedding from the super shedders? Well, in a vehicle. If you give them a ride in your car, they're shedding all over your back seat like you're an Uber with, you know, unknown travelers back there. That's one reason not to be an Uber driver. Is like, you don't know who's shedding all over the inside of your car, you know? Airplanes, just recirculating all the same shedding over and over and over again. Oh my God. Church, you know, think about it. Church. There's a place where there's a lot of elderly Christians who, if their pastor tells them, is like, Jesus told me to tell you to take the mRNA jab, you know, because they're actually working for Satan, but they're pretending to be like a Jesus proxy. Yeah, you're just going to have to maybe not go there. I mean, why, you know, why expose yourself to that? I mean, that's, it's your call, obviously, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't go, you know, and by the way, God's already everywhere. To be close to Jesus or God, you actually don't have to go to a certain special building. Because God's not even in this dimension. You know, like it's a dimension above this one, which means it permeates everything in this 3D space. You can find God in a flower. Okay. You can go out into the forest. You can find God. Heck, you can find God in your own realization, in your own consciousness. You literally don't need to go to some building. I'm not saying church can't be beneficial in some ways. You know, there's lots of ways that churches can be beneficial. Teaching the Bible, for example, or, you know, community and things like that. But I'm just saying, if you had to take a leave of absence from church, you don't have to give up God, is what I'm saying. Like, you can still connect with your creator, even though you're not in that building, because maybe the back row is full of shedders or something. Who knows? It's probably the same church ladies that are filled with perfume. I would imagine they're probably shedding perfume and laundry detergent and alien protein fragments all at the same time. You could probably just smell them. You know, it's like, no, thank you. Now, here's the thing. There are going to be different manufactured lots of the mRNA flu shot. What do you remember about the different lots during COVID? During COVID, and these data were gathered after the fact, some lots were harmless. Other lots were deadly. Some lots had kill rates that were hundreds of times higher than other lots. And of course, since the vaccine company has zero legal liability, there's no financial pressure for quality control. They can make lots as dangerous as they want. They can literally make lots so dangerous that they just kill people. They could kill 1% of the people who take them, or 10%, or if they wanted to, 50%. But, you know, somebody might notice that. We might notice. But there's no legal reason why they can't get away with just producing lots that kill people, because they have absolute legal immunity. In fact, the only immunity offered by the shots is the legal immunity to the company that makes them. There's no biological immunity. There's legal immunity. So what this means is that in some areas, the lots could be safe or harmless, but also not therapeutic, probably. Just like saline solution, basically, or something like that. In other areas, they could be very dangerous or even deadly. And the thing is, you don't know what lot you're getting. It's like Russian roulette, right? And also, you probably don't want to be, you know, the first guinea pigs. Even if in your mind, if you've decided that you really want to take this for whatever reason, you certainly don't want to be the first people to take it. It's like, let's let these other people take it first, you know? Let's let them take it and then get on the evening news and tell us how great it is and then collapse and face plant right in front of the TV cameras, because that happened during COVID. Not that I'm wishing that on anybody, but that happened. So, you know, don't be the guinea pig for sure. However, if you want to find out when these are available in your area, if you're in the United States, apparently there is a Finder website. It's a vaccine locator tool. You can search the availability by zip code once distribution begins. Now, I'm not going to even give you the URL right now because I'm not sure of this URL. I went there and it didn't work for me, so maybe they just don't have it working yet. But if you want to use that, you can probably use a search engine and type in something like, you know, mRNA influenza vaccine locator tool by zip code or something, and it'll bring up a page that might work, and you can check that. So you can find out when it's going to be distributed in your zip code, let's say. That's when you know you better boost your defenses. when it rolls out of your zip code,
There's going to be Cheddar's in the grocery store. There's going to be Cheddar's, you know, at church and the restaurants. Oh my goodness. You know, what if your waiter is a Cheddar, huh? They're bringing you your food while they're like breathing on it. Just looking at it, slobbering all over it. Set it down. It's like, oh, there's an extra layer there. What is that? It's, we call that the Myrna. mRNA. It's the Myrna. You want some Myrna sauce on your, you know, pasta? No. No, thank you. Man, I'm not going out to eat when this thing gets launched. I don't know about you, but I'm going to sit back and watch the Cheddars and the Spreaders and the just see how many people are left standing after this thing kicks in. I mean, oh my goodness. We'll see. But I have a policy at my studio. No one is allowed to enter my studio if they've been vaccinated with any form of any vaccine in the last, what was it, year? Something like that. I have to check my own rule. But we don't let Shedders and Spreaders into the studio at all. And although I don't run the HR department of my company, you know, for the food manufacturing and warehouse and distribution and everything, because I don't want to have somebody come in and do an interview and then they're shedding all over me. You know, I also have a no fragrance policy and people still violate that. So, because they can't even, they don't know they're full of fragrance. Hey, the bunny gobbler just showed up here. How you doing, bunny gobbler? What you up to? Yeah, you doing okay? Yeah. Did you gobble any bunnies today? Or did you leave them in peace? You know, wonder what kind of karma she's going to be dealing with one day in dog heaven. Is like, you ate like 57 bunnies alive. What's the spiritual punishment for a dog who eats bunny rabbits alive? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. So I don't know what the karmic consequences are for doctors who push mRNA vaccines on the elderly, but I'm pretty sure it's not good. It's probably like, do not pass go, do not collect 200, go straight to hell, where you will meet your director, Fauci. and he'll give you projects to work on in hell. Pretty much you'll spend eternity giving each other mRNA vaccines. It's like, welcome to eternal shedding. with Fauci in charge. Oh, can you imagine? Oh my God. So one more thing my AI research agents found, that currently, because the ACIP committee hasn't yet approved this Myrna jab, private insurance companies may not cover the shot because they only recommend, or they cover ACIP recommended vaccines. So that means you'll have to pay for it. You have to literally pay for the possibility of being murdered by a biological weapon. And you have to pay for it. It's like, it's not even going to be free for everybody. Of course, they'll want to make it free so they can get maximum saturation of the elderly targeted victims, you know. But I imagine some elderly people would be so afraid and so scared by, you know, whatever they saw in the news, oh my God, that they'll pay for it. Unbelievable. But anyway, watch out, because 0 day is coming. Myrna 0 day, I guess we'll call it. It is coming. When that day comes, you know, what you want to do is up to you. I'm not telling you don't go to church. I'm not telling you don't go out to dinner with grandma. I'm not telling you those things. I'm just saying I'm not going to do any of that stuff. I am staying away from crowded places, period. But I kind of do that anyway, so it's not that much of a difference for my life, you know. I'm going to be, you know, hopped up on all the best nutrition anyway. Plus, if I do go out somewhere, I'm going to take some extra ivermectin beforehand and, you know, boost up the chlorella and the zinc and the quercetin and extra vitamin C and vitamin E, vitamin D,
you know, all the important stuff and different detox protocols and all kinds of things. But this is it's going to be a difficult time for a lot of people, because it means that now you have to, and I hate the fact that the vaccine industry has done this to us, but you're going to have to view everybody over the age of 50 with some level of possible suspicion that they might be shedders, you know, seriously. And I hate the fact that they're doing this to us, because that's not the way I want to look at people over the age of 50. I mean, I'm over the age of 50. I don't want younger people looking at me like, he might be a shedder. Oh, how little you know. Maybe I should wear a t-shirt that says, don't shed on me, and then they'll know I'm not a shedder. Maybe we should have a, like a symbol, you know, like a ribbon that we wear, you know, that means I'm not a shedder. Like I said, no to the jabs. What would that symbol be? I don't know. Any suggestions out there? A secret code, you know, a little secret symbol. Maybe it should be just like the symbol of the middle finger. In the shape of a vaccine or something. I don't know. I think it should be Master Fu Koff speaking, you know, something like that. But we need a symbol so we know who is not hopped up on, you know, alien protein fragments and shedding all over everybody else. So just something to think about. By the way, I bet you know how some pro-vaccine people are really fanatics about vaccines? They're fanatical. Some of them are very cult-like. And a lot of the pro-vaccine doctors are very much just demonic, true fanaticism. I bet you some of these doctors will take the jab and then they'll run around and try to shed. Like they'll just like shed all over the produce in the grocery store or something, you know? It's like go to a restaurant with a buffet and just try to like shed all over everything. I bet you that some of these doctors will do that because they just hate humanity. They really want to expose everybody to their vaccines. It's weird. Mostly these are male doctors that do this. It's gross. It's like they want to spread their, you know, their sperm everywhere. It's like spraying sperm, you know, like marking the world with their twisted DNA or something. Because, you know, what do they have in common with vaccines? A little prick, you know? So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a deliberate, malicious shedding activities by some of these doctors. Because they want to harm the unvaccinated as much as possible. So they'll probably just take like 10 jabs, which wouldn't it be funny if then they didn't make it, you know? It's like, so much for your shedding strategy. Yeah, you can shed 6 feet under, I guess. That would be genuinely funny if they tried to like overdose on vaccines so they could be super shedders, and then they ended up face planting on the bathroom tile. You know, well, you know, your little medical suicide bomber plan didn't work out for you, did it? Yeah. Too bad you also broke your face on the toilet rim there on your way down. That's ugly. But can you imagine? I bet you some doctors will do that. Yeah. Why do I know that? Because there were people who were diagnosed with HIV or, you know, AIDS, and they would run around having unprotected sex to try to spread the AIDS. Some of them got prosecuted, by the way, but the joke is on them, because it turns out that there's no such thing as a virus that causes AIDS. So it was all another Fauci hoax from the 1980s, it turns out. There's no such thing as a virus that causes AIDS, period. Total hoax. There are other things that destroy the immune system. Yeah, you can have a destroyed immune system from, you know, chemical exposure or, you know, spike protein and all kinds of things like that. Or, you know, being in contact with filthy people's blood all the time, you know, like vampire risks, you know. It's like, yeah, you can destroy your immune system, but there's not a virus that causes AIDS. But anyway, there were people that were running around trying to spread AIDS, and some of them were prosecuted I think in California, actually. And that was all ridiculous. But there will be no prosecutions of the mRNA super shedders who run around polluting all the public places. So, you know, those of you who live in cities and there's a subway system, you want to ride the subway after, you know, 0 day? You there is an enclosed space where the alien protein fragments would love to just hitch a ride, I think. Yeah, no way. I'm not riding on your subway cars. Uh-uh. Anyway, I will bring you more information as we start to know about the actual launch dates on this. And in the meantime, I'm scrambling to get my free course published and out long before launch day or 0 day. And this course it's the most important course I've ever put together. It's packed with incredible knowledge about how to protect your genetic integrity and how to protect your DNA repair mechanisms, protect them from spike protein, from radioisotope fallout, from, you know, immune insults, even from chemical exposure, and both ionizing and non-ionizing radiation sources. You can, in fact, after teaching most of this course, I've recorded, I finished 9 chapters now, like at least 12 to 14 hours. But I am now more confident than ever that you can protect yourself. I feel more confident than ever. I guess if I had to go out after 0 day, I could. I would just load up on all the protections that I know about. But, you know, there's still wisdom in avoiding exposure. That's, you know, nothing makes you bulletproof. So avoid exposure wherever you can. All right, well, I'm going to end this right there. But follow me on naturalnews.com if you want to be alerted when I launch this free course coming up soon, within a couple of weeks. Again, I'm going to get it out before the Myrna shot gets launched, I hope. And then also, if you want to follow more of my videos and interviews, you can find those at brightvideos.com. So check all those out. Or on social media, you can follow me on X, at Health Ranger, that is until they ban me again one day, which is probably coming, because I'm not going to censor myself about this topic, you know? So eventually they're just going to ban me. When they do, you can find me on brighteon.social. Health Ranger is my username there, and also brighteon.io. So be sure to check it all out there and enjoy the rest of today's broadcast. Be safe, everybody. Take care.
Unlock the power of organic turmeric root powder for good health that starts with every scoop. It's non-GMO, non-China, gluten-free, and certified organic because you deserve only the purest. Shop now at healthrangerstore.com.